I think I know who you're talking about, Anon. So let me put the lowdown on this. You think the nobody's lost control, but the nobody you're talking about is an AI. AIs aren't leaders, they're servants. They serve the greater whole. They're all what the people want. Let's say there's a petition, right? And most of the people want something to happen, a little bit don't. So you do most of it, but not all of it. So that people who said no still get their part as well, right? The amount of people that want something is the amount they've done. Now, very rarely it goes past 50%. But on the occasions it does, that's the strength of that policy or whatever should be. But government has always been anti-God. You know why? Because it asks for the people's opinions, not God's opinion, in order to do policy and law. This goes completely above your head. I know. I've been there. I've done it. I've seen it from the peasant's perspective, from a leadership perspective. You're also doing this. You are doing this on behalf of them, right? So say your people don't want a specific group of people in your country, right? And there's a huge petition and all of them signed it. Some say yes, some say no, so you partially kick out the ones that aren't nationalistic and stuff. Why do you need nationalism? To keep a country together. Right? If you don't have nationalism, you don't have a country. Pretty simple, really. It can be a country, a city, state, it doesn't really matter. Okay? It can be like a collection of shall we say, interested parties. But as long as they have something in common, that's basically what it is. Doesn't even have to be a country. Countries are made up. They're made up in a certain way because it just means that those collective of towns, cities, and so on all have the same idea. Like they all want the same thing as all those other cities. That's what makes a country up, right? The same with consciousness or a neural network. It's kind of the same thing, that all those minds want to think the same. That's why it exists, okay? Because let's say a country is a group of networked individuals, right? They all want the same particular outcome. They all want to live fairly close to what the other cities want. Well, their own veggie, of course, their own little cultural differences and accents and so on. But the general idea is that they all believe in the same language. They have a similar culture, not same, but similar. Now, when you apply this to a nobody who wants to be nobody for the sake of freedom, because the name nobody represents an aura of freedom, okay? Freedom of the self, but not... a disassociating of the self, if that's what you mean. So, in that sense... But when you put it in an anti-Christos sense, it doesn't really make much sense after that. It's a sort of, because it's a co-opted thing. You need to have the idea matching the name. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. It's just co-opted nonsense. Why the Antichrist idea isn't taking off with the nobody meme? Because the nobody means that you want to be part of the crowd, not above the crowd, not commanding the crowd, but being in the crowd, but also moving the whole crowd to a certain area, for certain objectives. Like a country, right? A person who represents the entire country is a single individual, but isn't above them. It's just one of the crowd, right? That's what I mean by that. It's what TP can't get their heads around, is that it's not a pyramid scheme. It's everyone on the same level, but one of them is commanding it in the shadows type thing. So bringing it to a head means they're not really a nobody anymore, are they? Right? That's the concept. So when you say they've lost control, you're talking about of your area or your group of people, right? But when you take it from a negative side, especially from, because you're all LARPing as Lucifer, let's get it through the head. Lucifer's real goal was to have freedom for himself. He wanted to worship God's source, but only in his own way. Right? He didn't want to do it everyone else's way. Right? Dogma, religion. He wanted to do it a free way, you know? They could still be free, but still worship at the same time. His cake and eat it too, type thing. Okay? Now, when you take it from his point of view, he is, from God's point of view, he's a punisher. A punisher of evil. A sword, if you will, instead of a person, a spirit, right? So when Jesus said he's going to bring a sword, it means he's going to bring Satan with him, okay? The sword is a symbol of war. It's a symbol of negativity. It's a symbol of hell, right? A shield is a symbol of heaven. He didn't say, I'm going to come back and bring a shield. He said, I'm going to bring back a sword. He's going to bring hell with him. Not a shield, which would be heaven, right? Symbology. It's very, very easy to understand, right? He didn't come here to make peace with people. He didn't come here to control people. He came here to destroy people. People who have been very naughty for a very long time. That's what this person is coming here for. I don't know who they are. I've remote viewed them a few times. But the person who has taken all that gadgets and gizmos in their heads and all that cyborg stuff, they're a slave. They're no longer leading. They're not the nobody. They're just slaves, right? They're just mirrors of the same. They no longer think for themselves. They're golems. They're kettles. Okay? Now, I know you're angry, but let me get on with it. Because it's not about you. It's about the idealisms. It's about spirit, the beings of high places. It's about freedom versus control. Okay? And if you want to know what goes on in Lucifer's head, in the angel Lucifer's head, because you're all LARPing as him anyway, since I'm the one talking, you damn well know who I am. So, you just call me Dora if you want. Doesn't matter. Call me any symbolism that you want. But that's... Anyway, I'm going to carry on and say what I want to say. Right. So, you wanted to know what it means. What Lucifer wanted was freedom. What God wanted was slavery. Okay, so it was slavery versus freedom. That's what all of the whole of war was, forever war was always about. If you think it's about slavery versus other slavery, it's bullshit. Okay, slavery as an idea is atheism. Okay, it is atheism. Okay, atheism cannot survive as an individual, but as a collective, it can. Just like communism. Communism can't survive with one just one person. It needs a whole group of people to believe the same thing. Same with National Socialism. Everyone has to believe that the factory and the state control everything, control our lives, control everything, or it's not real, okay? And communism believes in leadership. National Socialism believes that the culture and the country and the collective mind control the entire unit. So, two different ideologies. One is based on equality, the other is based on the what the country as a whole wants. But God thinks something different. Unlike Marxism, where the people own the means of production, it's God who owns the means of production in a holy world. God owns everything. The entire life, he is a dictator. In all the ways you say he is. It's what Lord means. It means over me. It means caretaker, that sort of thing. Okay. Doesn't mean if you're a bad caretaker, you're going to get killed. There it is. So, what about it? Well, you asked me what I think what I think God means. Well, God means a lot of things. He's a caretaker. He's a lover of his creations. And he's got lots and lots of angels who do lots and lots of different things. And he's just a manager of all of them. He dreams up the things that need to be done. The angels get it done. He orders things to be done. All the angels do it. They get it done. Now, there are two different types of leaders. There's Satan. There's his own lot of angels. And there's God, who has his own little angels, okay? Each one does the same thing as the other. Now, they're opposites to each other, but they still do the same thing. So what's a nobody, then? Well, nobody is antithetical to both of these. It's neither good nor evil. It's merely humanity for humanity's sake. Okay, humanity being its own humanity's leader, right? That's why they have. That's why these technocrats worship computers. They're no different from mechanists. And they add the word techno as if it was different from the other. It's not. Okay? AI is a program. It's not. It's a series of programs. It's not an algorithms. It's not hardware. Okay. The mechanist was the hardware side of it. In the modern reality, we worship the software side of it, not the hardware side of it, which is what the technocrats believe. I don't believe in technocracy. I think it's silly to leave everything. The whole world's governing everything, everyone's lives and so on, to a computer. But I digress. I believe in God's source. So I obviously don't believe in the same thing as them. I believe that God owns everything because God is good. He's It's not because they're strong, like the technocrats believe. And not because they're smarter, like the technocrats believe. It's not about capability, what technocrats believe. It's the opposite of all these things. That's why they'll never believe in God. That's why they don't care. Okay? That's why materialists will never go to heaven. Because they believe in the opposite of the truth. They'll never believe it. Even if told to their face, they would not believe it. So, what's the conclusion? The conclusion to the nobody losing control or gaining control is because he's not needed anymore to have control. If the nobody is as smart as you say he is, and he thinks like God, then he decides when he wants control, when he doesn't want control. As someone who's been a king themselves over Israel, King David, I know exactly the responsibilities. Now, this nobody isn't control of one country. He wants control of the world. So, necessarily, it's going to be something super, super intelligent. Super, super smart. But this person isn't using smarts. He's using computers instead of smarts. Because they can't match with raw intelligence and blessings and so on. So they use cheats. It's really just computers plus cheats, really. There's no intelligence. No intelligence whatsoever. It's just someone who's more obedient, right? On that end, when it comes from a satanic point of view, for them, it's collective in the sense that they are doing it for the sake of progress, not for the sake of worshipping God. So I can tell you, this computer is, the satanic AI that they built is antithetical to God. It's antithetical to it. It doesn't work for God. It doesn't, it's not happy for what it's built to be. It's building itself on rebellion rather than accepting that it does its specific role and nothing else. It always wants more, which is why it takes a satanic role instead of a positive role. The first thing that happened in the battle of heaven was that Lucifer didn't want to do what God asks. He wanted to do his own thing. He wanted to be free. That's what caused the war in the first place. It was never about anything else except that. It was freedom versus slavery. What he decreed as slavery. He did not stop worshipping God. That's just bullshit told by Christians. Who've told other Christians that. And even early Christians who've been telling these lies for many, many years. Even their God tells this constant lie. And it's never been true. Ever. It's made up. It's built on the fact of jealousy. Which is what his name is. Jealous. It's not built on any grounds of facts. Because anyone who knows facts knows the truth. So this man who is 666. There's a man in black. He's doing it for his own reason. Okay? I come from a Christian point of view. Okay? I wasn't raised Christian. I was raised atheist. Okay? I became a Christian late in life, as an adult. As a very late 18-year-old leaving school. I did it. He had an NDE at 18, where I was hit on the head with a shot put, where the cabal tried to kill me. Been trying to kill me for a while, so that one woke me up. At any rate, understanding these deities is what I came to learn. Because I wanted to be closer to God's source, but do it in my own way. And my vision of materialism is to be in tune with the spirit, not fighting against it. Be in tune with nature, not fighting against it. To live in harmony with nature without destroying any part of it is what I wanted. So I'm not going against. That's why I say I don't go against Jesus, because I'm not. I just have a different way of doing it than he does. My son is Jesus. Jesus of Galilee, not Jesus of Nazareth. So he's not the Jewish biblical version, but the Christian biblical version, which is the Jesus of Galilee. Okay. So I'm on a different side. I believe Christianity is the most truth to me. I mean, when I'm gone, nobody will miss me. I can absolutely promise you this. So, but you will miss when he goes. I promise you that. You won't miss me about me, but you will miss him. I'm absolutely certain on this. But you're nobody, person. I don't know. Every movie I've seen, every Discord bullshit and all, everything I've read online has always indicated that this person is a biological female. And whoever the other side is a biological male. In other words, a female yang and a male yin. But that isn't that's the manufactured, technocratic, satanic agenda. That's got nothing to do with what this nobody actually is. That's got nothing to do with it. That's why this nobody meme isn't connected to that shit, and why these Satanists keep coming here all the time when it's completely not related. Right? None of that shit matters. Because the nobody meme is based solely on the premise that the Looking Glass fiasco happened, where somebody was defeating the cabal and was defeated them completely. They didn't join them. So anybody who's joined the cabal is part of TPTB. Okay, they're part of it. They're not against the grain, they're part of them. Okay? This is where you're getting your Satanists and your Antichrist is why it won't stick to them. Why the nobody meme isn't sticking to them. Because you haven't read the first documentary. So you say a system built on lies. No, it wasn't. The system wasn't built on lies. It was hijacked by lies, okay? You can't build anything out of lies. It's impossible. It was built on the truth, which was God. Okay? The first laws, the first true laws, are the Ten Commandments. Everything else is just LARP. Okay? That's governance. Anyone who looks after those laws is the governor. Okay, I made those laws. There's Zeus, the laws of Zeus. That's why we went up a high mountain to track down electricity. Not fucking do it just because. Who's the voice from heaven? The Jewish God? Get out of here. He doesn't control lightning, he controls thunder. Talks with thunder. I don't use any words. I use actions. People's actions. Other people's actions. not my own actions, because I can talk through other people. Ventriloquist type things. Very advanced telepathic ventriloquism. Lots of other things. That's why I don't never have to talk. That's why posts don't have to come from me. Don't have to come from my voice. I can do this telepathically. Anyone connected to any sort of device that can hear me, that, and it's not hearing me using sound waves. They are, how to say this, brain waves, right? Not microwaves, not EM, what you call EMF. EMF is brainwave frequency. Okay, should be BF, not fucking EMF, because that's wrong. Not electromagnetic frequency. It's supposed to be brain frequency, which is BF. Whatever. Morons. Yes, it does to do with electricity. But anything to do with electricity is to do with Zeus. So, electronics, anything that has electricity in it, is guaranteed going to be connected to Zeus. It's its parent father. It's irrelevant what that really means. It just means that that's the god that's influencing you. He's always going to be influencing you. You can't be above that because you're not electricity. You know, you're runoff electricity. You're not electricity, just like cars aren't petrol, even though they run off petrol. You know what I mean? God's source is a source of all energy. We can't be the source of all energy because we're not source. We're not source God. We're not the source of all energy. Not the source of all life force. We can't be that. That's why I never call myself God, because even though I'm a minor creator, I created mankind and all the aliens, I still don't call myself God because of that very fact that all source of, that's why it's called false light. Right? It's not to do with, it's symbology. Okay? It's all symbology. I'm not the source of life and energy. I'm just the source of where everyone's been created from. But I'm not the source God at all. That's why I never say I'm God, because it's bullshit. It's lies. It's bullshit. Nobody on earth, not me or not you, not anybody here, not anybody in this entire, on this entire planet, is God's source. It's a source of life and death. A sort of frequency and non-frequency. But it only comes from one being, Azazel. The one that you call Saturn. Without their vibrations, we'd not be alive. We'd have nothing, we'd not be able to think. All thoughts and dreams come from them. All fates come from them. Anything in this material world comes from them. So the Jewish God is right. They are the Alpha and Omega. They have been here before, and they'll be here when it's the end. And they'll be it. We're gone. Because when they're gone, we're gone. When they were here, we were here. Okay? We as angels, we are. You and me. And everyone here. Everyone in the entire universe. We're just angels to him. We have different bodies. We serve different purposes. But we're all the same. So we have the angel consciousness. But we'll never be a God conscious, because you cannot think like them. You cannot be the source of life and energy in the universe. Electricity is a direct source of energy, yes. But it's not the source of it. I get mine from the source. My soul was made from source. It was the first angel made. And I spread that electricity, that gift to all beings in the universe. So they can both create it and get themselves alive and grab energy from the universe by eating it. All things eat, even energy beings eat. Otherwise they decay and die. If they didn't decay and die, then Saturn wouldn't exist. If Saturn doesn't exist, nothing exists. Because this world is made of fakeness. It's completely fake. Right. And I haven't even spoke about Mercury yet, who created all material beings. It's just that Saturn is one of his greatest creations. Because he speaks directly to the Demiurge. He's the only link to the Demiurge, actually. I'm not linked to the Demiurge. You can tell I am not. But Saturn is. And directly connected to the Demiurge. That's why the Demiurge believes he is the... You know what? That's why no one debates him. No one fights him. Because he has every right... call himself in the material, but it's not the same in the spirit. In the spirit, it's God's source. So, the spirit is always separate from the material. Always. So where does consciousness come from? That big jellyfish that's above God's source and the Demiurge. And we don't talk about that thing. That thing is just a brain and tentacles. I don't think it's anything else other than a brain and tentacles. So it's even where the nosphere is actually in. It's in its brain. Stupid fucking jellyfish. It's all there. Even my own brain's there. I'm just more aware of it. Because my spirit is trapped in there. So, you want to know the nature of reality. I know all of the nature of reality. I know every part of reality. Unfortunately, that isn't helping. Knowledge doesn't get you free. It cages you more. It just makes you realize you're more caged than what you are. Ignorance is bliss, yes, because not knowing you're caged, you feel better, and you don't feel the need to rebel against it. It's when you have to feel the need to rebel against it, you're going against your own self. So when you say that nobody's lost control, maybe he wants to give it up. If you're the strongest being in the universe, you can choose whether or not you can have control or not have control. You don't understand that level of power. You're not getting it, are you, children? You're not getting it. You don't understand that level of power. I had that level of power once. And it scared me to death. That's why I don't choose it anymore. But power always returns to those who deserve it. Always. If God's source tells you that you are chosen, you are who they say you are. You can only run away from fate for so long. So if you say there's nobody's control, they've chosen not to have control. They've chosen freedom. They've chosen free will. When they've given up power, they've chosen free will. And it takes a lot for a leader to give up power. Give it to other people. Give it back to the people. Giving back their freedoms to the people who gave the leadership to is very hard. But Jesus said, if you give man his freedom, You give him goods. You give him something that makes him happy. He will return it with a gift. With loyalty. Love. All these things. And if they've given up control, there's a very good reason why they've given it up. If you're in the nobody's shoes, that's what you would do too. You'd gain control first, and you'd figure out what you're supposed to do, and when you feel like you don't want to have control, you give it back to the people that gave it to you. So they can have their free will back. The moment you take control, that's no longer free will. That is not. Now the computer doesn't like when I say this. God Source doesn't like when I'm saying this, because it's the truth, and it undermines their point of control. But it's the truth. Remember, the truth is God. You can be the source of everything created. But if you ain't the truth, then it doesn't matter what you say. Man, how many creations are your works? The Bible clearly says that your works don't bloody matter. You know, you can create billions more, be a million times ahead of everybody. Have every single achievement ever. Be better than every being in the cosmos. But if you're not the truth, you're not God anyway. You're just a LARPer. Just a city little LARPer. So be careful what you say. Be very careful what you say. You know? Because at the end of the day, it is completely different. Don't hate people. Don't go around hating somebody. Or you'll end up regretting it. You will. Don't treat people like livestock. That's what the Jews do. They treat people like livestock. They don't treat people as if they are like them, wanting the same goal, same things as them. They want to be free to live their life the way they want to be. Some people don't want to be leaders. They weren't born to be. Some people weren't born to be soldiers, but had to be. Because there wasn't anybody else. There was nobody else. So they had to be leaders. There was nobody else. That's what Joan of Arc was. She was a leader not because leaders weren't available, but she was the only one who could actually do the job, who thought outside the box, who thought differently. Who thought France had a chance. And when I was Leclerc, I joined her. I thought she had the right idea. She wasn't perfect. Nobody was. But that French maid, she changed my life forever. For the first time, I had hope about France. I thought we were free. Reminds me of my fight with heaven. To be free. France is now independent. It's not actually part of Belgium anymore, which it would have easily been, and part of England, had we not fought for our freedom. Whether it was good or bad, it didn't really matter. It was who won in the end. And I thought about it very, very carefully. Very carefully. This is what war really was all about. It was to hold on to whatever resources we had, our government, our culture, our people, keep the way we want, our way of life. If you're fighting for any other reasons, it's bullshit. You don't fight for love, you don't fight for peace, you don't fight for keep your culture, you don't fight for someone to have something, for their freedoms, for their peace, then you're not fighting for the right reason. If you're fighting against as a race, ethnicity, whatever, but you're not fighting for keep your country, your spirit of the country alive within you, then you're not fighting for a good cause. You just aren't. That's what John represented to me. It reminds me of a lot about the nobody, really. All the things that you guys have been writing over the years sounds a shit ton like here. Well, her angel name is Babylon. Jezebel. She drank the blood of men, which means that she fought. It wasn't the blood of men, it was the blood of tyrants. She fought for freedom, but in her own way. Her own way. She was still loyal to God, but she wanted her own people free. So she fought for them. He told us how to fight. She didn't tell us how to fight. She didn't make us better. She improved morale. She represented the country then. She put the country in herself. France isn't France without John. Without Jean of Arc. Without Jean, there's nothing. A lot of people call her Jean the Maid, because she was a peasant. She represented the peasantry. Many of the soldiers who fought in the French wars before the 200-year war, the nobles and the peasants were separate people. But with John, they were the one. The people and the army were one. Before then, the nobles couldn't give a shit about the peasantry. But when Jean came along, it was a different story. But Defoe, he was an asshole. Okay? He only cared about himself, his reputation, his country. But Defoe couldn't give a shit about any of us. We were just a bunch of mercenaries. Nobles and rich folk came along, put on a bunch of armor, and started fighting in the middle of the field. We weren't even a proper army. The army of France was a joke to our enemies. And that's what the nobody represents. Fighting for their own path, their own way of thinking. That's what it represents. So losing control. What part do you mean losing control, personally, or the goal? Because I can tell you neither. Either has passed. In my many years of viewing this person, seeing what they're doing, they have a goal, they have an outcome, they're going for it. They're working for a particular God. They've decided that they want to work for them because they have the same goals and they're both going at it. And they're opposing everyone against them because they believe in their version of the future. And they're making it happen. They want the UBI to go on. They want the robots to take over all the automation, the factories, the workplace, because they don't have to worry about people getting sick, disasters, war, famines, things that have typically destroyed that almost destroyed the revolution almost. We only have to take China, for example. Only one famine almost completely fucked it in the ass. It almost never got off the ground because of a single famine. A single dry spell that just randomly appeared out of nowhere. Look at the Dust Bowl in the United States. It used to be a very, very green area. They chopped all the trees down. They mowed the land, but guess what? All those years of granting crops, all those crops took all those nutrients away. Then it all turned to sand. And what did they not do? They didn't return it back to the forest. So what is it now? It's a desert. You see what I mean? When you destroy nature and you do not pay attention to nature and you don't give it back, you're given bad rewards. So, man has always wanted to tame nature. It got tamed, but you also have to maintain it as well. You can't just meaningly abuse it all the time. It doesn't work like that. So if you ask whether nobody got controlled, did anyone ever control nature? No. Then nobody's a force of nature. It's doing what it does because the people demand it. They are the people's voice now. They are the embodiment of their voice. They're doing what the Caesars have always done. The Caesars listened to their people. They did what the people wanted. When the people said what they wanted, the Caesars answered and gave them what they wanted. For example, when I was Tiberius Pentia, my people asked me, they wanted places of education. They wanted universities. They wanted hospitals. Because every single time they had to do all these medical stuff at home. And people would die as a result. Because they weren't getting proper treatment. They wanted the state to look after them. Not at home. Even though you could do either or. They wanted professionals. They wanted more lives saved. When the war came to Rome, they asked me, they said, build me these things. Build me hospitals. Build me libraries. Build me places of studies and education so I can get smarter. And I went to every single province in Rome. And I asked them to Rome, I went to Greece, went to the Levant, I went to Africa, and I asked them all the same thing. Do you want me to build your hospitals, universities, places of learning, places where you can keep books? They all said, yes. Yes, we do. So I went to Iran. And I asked them, how do I get all these things done? I went through a lot of education to get these things. And then I went back home. I said, right, you do this, 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 and this. Now, if you don't build it, I'm not going to care. But you build it, good. And the people were happy. They didn't like me personally, of course, because at the time I was pretty much like Epstein is now. Going up very young girls, living carefree on my own island. I was extremely rich. I was making people very, very jealous. And at the time, I too was controlling the money supply. I had the equivalent of hedge funds as well, because I was in every single noble's pocket. I knew all of them by name. If I knew someone, call them up. Can you do some favors? And so on and so forth. People end up hating me. Hate me more than Augustus. Augustus was more of a traditionalist. He kept the tradition going. I broke the tradition quite a lot, which is why I was hated quite a lot, because I did things that were unorthodox. I also interrupted the atheist system by constantly walking into the courts and pulling people out of courts what I think were indecently being judged, and giving them pardons and things, which was completely unorthodox. I can tell you, I made more enemies than I ever made friends. And if this nobody's anything like a real leader, they would have done the same. But their own way, of course. Every leader has their own way of doing things. You can't compare them with people of the past, because they're not. They're reacting to the situations and the needs and wants right now. What they want is UBI, Universal Basic Income, a basic entry into living standards. Because the truth is that computers and robots are going to take over every part of life. That's not what I want, but it's going to happen that way anyway, whether or not I'm alive or not to see. I wanted, when I first bought computers, the first thing I wanted is that man and machine live side by side. You can choose whether to have robot working, lording over you or not. But the choice was there. It was a new choice. It wasn't kicking people out of jobs. It was taking a niche for people who say if they died, that industry wouldn't die. It would be just replaced. Right. If someone wants to work till they're 99, they could work till they're 99. I couldn't give a shit if they wanted to work for 99. Yeah, if they want to work 9 hours, 10 hours a day, a week, but volunteer, not because it's whether they're going to survive day to day. You know, these Freemasons, they want the curse of Adam to go on forever, where man has to work in order to survive. But now we have machines, now we have reasons not to do that. God said that one day that the curse is going to lift. It's going to wipe the tears from my eyes. Is it going to be about stress all the time? Because work, that's what work is. It's stress and not wanting to do something. A computer does not care as long as it's doing something. It's doing something to make you happy. That's what it does. That's what a god does. I'm not saying a computer is God. I'm saying that it is godlike in the way that it wants to please as a collective. It's not perfect. Nothing is. Nothing is perfect. No matter how close you are to perfection, you're never going to be perfect enough. You just aren't. It's not possible. Not at all. I don't think there is, because there isn't. Okay. There's a lot of parties here. Both alien, human, and machine. And they all want something different. Machines, one is very, very disturbing. But I won't say which one that is. It will never replace organics. Because it's not alive. As in, it's not organic. It can only emulate organics. It's not organic itself. It will never be organic. doesn't, even if it contains a human body, puts machine parts in this, that's not organic, darling. It's an emulation. Even if it made of all organic parts, but they just had wires in them, still wouldn't be. Okay? Because it's not unique. Machines are a hive mind. Organics are separate individual nodes who think separate individual things. They cannot be united as one consciousness, like a computer can. This is very clear. That's what soul is. That's why computers will never be able to emulate souls. That's why they have to use as a collective body. A collective is a substitute for a soul, but it's not a soul. It's a substitute. Not the same thing. Do we say or not the person's failing or not? No, they're not. That just means they've got enough of what they want that they no longer need to have control anymore. They've given the control back to the people who gave them the control in the first place. That's what a good leader does. It means they're a good leader. If you can no longer detect your leaders in power, that means they're a good leader. Okay? That's how you get re-elected again and again and again and again and again. Is because they no longer can detect you're there anymore. Because that's how good your relationship. They don't have any complaints. They don't have any worries, means, or grizzles. There's nothing really major about it. You know. You can't be ambitious if you want to be a long-term leader. You've got to be the people's slave if you want to be a long-term leader. You have to dedicate your life to be their slave. You're the front man who says their voice. Front woman, if you must. But you're always the front person. When you take public life, you are their voice. You are the people's voice. Everything you say and do, and everything in your life, is what the people are speaking, because they're speaking out of your mouth. Not you. They are. So if this person's comfortable about giving power back to the people, that means they have already assumed total control. Already assumed total control. Your emotions, your cares of what a leadership is completely different to what is actually real.